This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Sherry Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, Gordon, first name Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-I-E. Her date of birth is December 27, 1954. New paragraph, patient seen for Dr. Kubala, K-U-B-A-L-A, and Dr. Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. New paragraph, and also for Denton State Supported Living Center. New paragraph, dear sir, thank you for this referral. Miss Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, has been known to me for last 10 years or so. She is a 68-year-old female who comes for evaluation today. She has chronic immunodeficiency, and she has history of frequent sepsis. And so she's on IVIG infusion every 4 weeks. New paragraph, symptoms. Patient does not communicate. She keeps moaning and groaning. New paragraph, past medical history. History of profound intellectual disability due to PKU. Diagnosis 2, autistic disorder. Diagnosis 3, history of seizure disorder. Diagnosis 4, history of immunodeficiency. New paragraph, physical exam. She is in wheelchair, keeps the eyes closed. ENT could not be done because she is very uncooperative. Lymph nodes not enlarged in the neck. JVP flat, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. Last lab from December. WBC 4.3, hemoglobin 10.9, hematocrit 33.8, platelet 169. Her sodium was 146 and IgA was 64. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, immunodeficiency. Diagnosis 2, diagnosis 2, history of frequent sepsis. Diagnosis 3, profound intellectual disability. New paragraph, recommendations. After establishing an IV through her port, I will give her 40 grams of immunoglobulin over 2 hours, and upon completion, flush the pot and we'll send her back. New paragraph, thank you. This is a follow-up consultation on Sherry Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N. Thank you. Copy of this may be sent to Denton State Supported Living Center. Thank you.